The man that has the winners, and his name is Gary Harley. Gary, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Kevin.
Can you believe it? Can you believe it? Last night, I'm just going to say one thing. Can you believe it?
They were terrible in the second half.
Jeez.
Terrible.
Jeez.
They should have led by 20. I mean, they bombed a few in the first half, and then second half, they just fell apart. Like, you'd have to agree with what Phil Gould and others said. Like, they tried to protect the lead. Yeah. They didn't play the good football that they played in the first half and paid the penalty.
Your mate Joey was pretty harsh on them, wasn't he?
Was he ever?
Jeez.
Well, he was exactly right. You've got a bloke there carrying an arm, can hardly move it, and you're not taking advantage of it. And he's the best player in the whole competition. Why not run at him? If he did his arm, well, you know, that's bad luck. You've got to run to their weakness. And in defence, he was, going to be pretty ordinary, and they just kept away.
Yeah.
And they didn't over enough after getting the ball either, which is what happens in the modern day. They're all allowed to do that.
Mm. I wonder, anyway, will he coach one day, mate? I wonder, will he take up the coaching reins?
No,
show him how it's done.
No. He does a lot of coaching, one-on-one and team coaching. I think he helps the Roosters, actually.
Yeah.
This year he was with Manly, and he has done a bit up here. I think he's done a bit at the Melbourne Storm. He's got a magnificent football brain, always has had.
Yeah.
And when he was playing, he was, three passes or three moves ahead of the others. That's why he was so good.
Just like yourself, Gary.
Yeah, I know. I was about 10 behind.
Well, let's look at this meeting at Newcastle. We got an 8-race card, the first at 12:15, and here's how it looks. Take out number 3, Mo the Great, from the first. Okay, it's a 3-year-old Colts and Geldings to start the day. 1 Blender's Edition is 13 to 11 today. Number 2, Who Called the Cops, at $81. Your favourite is number 4, Pure Rebel, $3 into $2.90. 5 Regrading at 12. 6 Sacred Edge at $4.20. 7 Soul Revival, $4.80. And 8 The Patrician at $3.70 here, race 1.
Hi, Chris Follersource. Number 6, Sacred Edge. Jason Collard will ride it. It's first up today. Got up to 1,900 last time in. It's far from us at 1,900 back in January when it got beat a length of 3/4 after coming from Wally back. But I think the 1,350 first up will suit it, because two trials back at Rose Hill on May 26, it showed very good speed in that trial. It was only a 900-metre trial. It was outside the leader and went good beyond Gorsbridge. He's got a hell of a lot of speed. Its last trial, it got back in a 900 on a heavy track at Rose Hill. And Jason Collett was making a run the home turn. The horse ran him right off the track. And in the start to that incident in the straight, he just held the horse together. I'm gambling on it sprinting well on the big track here, where there'll be plenty of room. Even though the rail's out, don't worry about that. It's a huge track, and it'll really hit the line, I reckon. Number 8, I had him for second in the race. The Patrician, he went around at Gosford the other day when he's beaten a length and a half behind Chalk. Chalk went to Brisbane and run in the Daybreak Lover. I think it's in Saturday in town. On the strength of that run, I think it could run well. Number 4, the Pure Rebel. I was at Hawkesbury when it led there in a maiden on a heavy 10 last start on the 11th of June. Got headed at the 250. Boxed on all right. Beaten about 3/4 of a length. So I'd give it a chance. But it is pretty short. And number 7, Soul Revival, is the other one, whose recent form of CrossFit isn't too bad. 6-8-4-7.
6-8-4-7, race 1, Gary Harley. Race 2 for the 3-year-old fillies, a maiden. 1 is Duchess Padrille here at $4.20. 2 Estafette, $4.60. 3 Gay Time Girl, $7. 4 Impurity is at $51. 5 is out. 6 Primavera, $3.50 into $3 today. Tommy Berry for the Hawks. 7 Sensacova, $8 into $5. 8 Smart Venture at $14. And 9 Vandangers, $13.
I'm with number 6, Primavera. I think today's the day for her to break through. She gets to 1350 today, which will really suit. Now, a month back, she was here on a Saturday meeting in a 1,200-metre race, got back midfield, and it wasn't a bad field either. Got back midfield and really hit the line at the end of the 1,200, got beat about 3.5 lengths now. The extra 150 today on the proper is going to make all the difference. I've had 2 placings on soft. I think this filly went through the broodmare sale, Magic Millions broodmare sale, a few weeks ago. She's in the ownership of China Horse Club. I think they owned her when she raced here before, but also in the ownership is Pinecliff Racing Syndicate. So I don't know what happened there. I thought she got sold, but maybe she did, maybe she didn't. But she's a very, very valuable filly as far as broodmare status goes as well, and I'd love to win a race with her. And I think today's the day on the big track. Duchess Padrilla will be very hard to beat. Run second at Warwick Farm. Bit unlucky, got held up on the turn, beaten a long head on May 17. Then at Kembla the other day, she was a bit disappointed. She raced a bit keen early. She was about 45, didn't run a place. She only ran fifth. She raced a bit keen early, and then she was in the 1-1 for a while. Then she got out three deep. She wanted to go too hard. Just about hit the front in the straight, or she did hit the front about the 400, and she tired, you know, at about 2.8. But got a soft run. She don't want to pull too hard. She'd be, you know, a big danger here. Number seven for third. Cover racing well. Hadn't had a run for 5 weeks, but was placed at Wyong last start, a couple of seconds before that at Newcastle. Kembla. And number three, Gaytime Girl, it's got a place. 6, 1, 7, and 3.
Race two, Newcastle, 6, 1, 7, 3. The tips there from Gary Harley. Race three, it's for the boys. It's a maiden. And at this stage, we have no scratchings. One, Cookies is the roughie at 126. Number two, Abarty, 11. Three, Billy Can, $5. Number four, Charmers, 280 into 260 today. Money for number five, Host Win Meraki. It opened 460, is now $3.40 today. Six, We Could Be Heroes is 440. Number seven, Aqualung at 26. Number eight, All You, 71. And nine, Bell Serenade, $51, Gary.
Best bet of the day for me, number four, Charmers. He's a Mossman gelding, can handle a soft track, no problem. He handled a heavy 10 really good in his early run at Musselbrook a couple of weeks ago on the 9th of June. On that occasion up there, he was a 18 or 20 to 1 shot. Well, he was $18 into 9, actually. His stablemate won the race, Daniki, both trained by Chris Lees. And Aunt Liberty, who runs second, is a pretty smart 2-year-old. This fella got trapped. Well, he was three deep, had cover in the run, and then he come right out off the track with the extreme outside on the home turn, and gee, hit the line really good. But he got too far back to win that race on the heavy 10, and he got beat a length and a quarter. And Brenton Abdullah riding today, he's got a good barrier. He'll handle that one. He'll be a lot closer than he was up there, and it's an extra 200 metres, which is in his favour. And to be quite honest, doesn't look strong field. Best bet of the day, I think number five will lead. Host Win Meraki for Gary Moore. And led in a recent trial. It's a first starter. Won a trial recently at Rose Hill, and it led on a heavy 9. But Josh Parr gave it a shake up in the straight, rode it out hands and heels. It just won the trial. But I think it'll go all right. I heard Gary on with Ben's this morning. They'll go forward and lead on it. Three, Billy Can for third. He didn't win a trial, then it run third in one. It's the first starter. And number six, the other one, We Could Be Heroes. It ran fifth the other day at Canterbury in a race, beaten 5.5. Only ran on fair in the straight. 4, 5, 3, and 6.
4, 5, 3, and 6. Race three and four, Charmers. Your best there is currently 260 with the tab fixed. Race four, the halfway point at 2:05, a maiden for the fillies and mares. Scratching here of number seven, Sasso Corbaro. One, Let's Get Naughty Gale, 260 into 250, tab fixed favourite. Number two, Survey's Legacy, $6. Number three, Naya, 18 to 750. Four, Moonmo, 350 into 320. Number five, Rona Mist at $26. Number six, Santa Anita, Joe Pride, and Tim Clark, 460 out to $5. Number eight, Nuclear Charge at 71. And nine, Magic Dream at 81, Gary.
I think Moonmo will run well here for Gerald Ryan. It's a first starter. It's had two recent trials. Now, the one at the end of May is the one. That's its last trial. It beat a subsequent Sydney winner, and Bjorn Baker's got a huge rap on Champagne Cuddles, who won a race in town on a Saturday a week or two back. Well, this horse just beat it in the trial, but let's be fair to him. Champagne Cuddles would have won the trial nicely if Jason Collett wanted it to. Moonmo on the trial was slow out, got back midfield on the rail. Whatever led in the trial got a long way in front, and then in the straight, James Innes, there was a ton of room on the rail. He went right up on the inside rail to take the lead, and then Champagne Cuddles coming in, and they hit the line together, but Champagne Cuddles had something in hand. But the trial was good enough to be a big player in this race here. I read it on top. Let's get Naughty Gallaby, very hard to beat. I know it ran third in the Inglis, but it did get beat nearly seven lengths in that race by Frolic. Sweet Deal run second, a hot race, of course. Run second at Scone, well beaten one day to Parras, one of Perry's, and got beat a couple of lengths at Rose Hill in the Wynn beyond Teaspoon, which would be a very good run. It's got Barrier 1 and Bretton Abdullah. In a, its first start, a trial, it jumped okay, drifted back off the track. Aaron Bullock rode it and put it under pressure there for a while, give it a crack. Cracksy got beat about 2.5 lengths at the trial. Number two, Survey's Legacy, a late scratch in the other day at the three when I thought she's a good thing. She got a head board in the stall. She's run a number of placings. She's got good speed. She may lead them. And number three, Naya, it gets back and on, is a professional race car. 4, 1, 2, and 3.
So it's 4, 1, 2, and 3 there for you in race four. Now, the Quaddie First Leg is race five here this afternoon. This one's due at 2:40 and a benchmark 60. One is Go Benny, $5. That's your favourite, joint favourite at the moment with the fix. Two Lords Off is 21 into 19. Three Stroke of 8 at 5.50. Number four, Magenta's, 7.50. Money here for number five, Bonus Spin, $7 into $5. Some good moves there today. Now, six, O'Reilly's Angels, the scratching. Six is out. Seven, McMissile at $14. Number eight, Pyramid Prince at 12. Nine, The Bohemian is $11. Suggester Partners, the other favourite here. Number 10, 9.50 into $5 with the fixed. Southern Delight, number 11, is at 18, and 12 Just Away at 51.
Yeah, very even race. I've got the two favourites on top, Benny and Suggester Partner. Go Benny's got 62 kilos over 2,340. It's a pretty big task. He won a couple of races in great style here on the Beaumont track last preparation. And he's had four runs this time in. It's taken him a while to get going. I know the first run or two might have been in unsuitable distance. He didn't do a lot at Hawkesbury in a 2,000, two runs back, I thought. He raced too keen early and in the middle stages of that race. He got clear. He didn't do a great lot. But his last run at Gosford was a lot better when he ran fourth in a 2,100 there beyond Red Viking. That was on a good track. But he has been placed on soft. I wouldn't be worried about the going. And then he only got beat about 2.5 lengths in the small field. Today, 2,300 suits him. He'll run that on his head. And I thought he was one to beat. Number one, just ahead of number 10. So just a partner. As you said, it's been very heavily back. He ran fifth in the race at Go Benny, run fourth in it. Gosford. It was about half a length between them over the line. So just a partner's had a run since, and he just failed to pick up Miss Tickles when I was at Hawkesbury the other Sunday on June 11. He was just beaten. He likes a wet track or a soft track. Heavy back, no problem at all to him. I thought he was a danger. Number five, Bonus Spin. Well, I thought he was coming to the end of his career, and then he pulled out a beauty the other day at Gosford when he just got beat. Even Pepperberry in a mile race, loves a wet track, loves a distance like this, 21, 22, 2300, and you said he's been well back. He's got to be a hope and a gent as well. He's finding it hard to win a race, but he's a grinder, and the distance will suit him, and I don't think the heavy track will worry him. Not the heavy track, the soft track. I don't think that'll worry him. 1.10, 5 and 4.
1.10, 5, 4 there for race 5. Now, race 6 here for the boys, a class 2. A lot of interest here in the favourite, isn't it? Stain, the Snowden's runner. 2.60 into 2.10 with the tab fixed is your favourite. Number 2, Placier at 5. Number 3, Coys, $18. 4 for Tensky at 4.20. Money today, Gary, for 5. Happy Go Plucky. This is $6 into 4.20. Number 6, Manhattan Road at 26. 7, Sweet Fella at 26. And the roughie is 8, Tilbury Lodge at 101.
He's terrific value. Number 2 plays here. I reckon he'll run a race. He was very good here, winning his maiden the other day over 1,200. They took him back in his two runs before he had a spell. He led or was up running second in both of them. And they took him back the other day. Andrew Gibbons rode him, and he came with a very strong run down the outside to run down Boston Light. Now, I know he's second up today, but he's run well second up before. Soft track, no worries at all. Can handle it. And he'll be very strong at the end of 1,400. I just thought he may be the fitter of the two, but I've got a healthy respect for Stein. It was brilliant in two wins at Canberra and Kembla before a spell. I had a look at its trial the other day at Rose Hill. It was on May 26, so it's 3 weeks from now. It was a good trial. Travel midfield, went home really good under a hold. Finished the length in front of Egtart, but take no notice of that. She was getting ready for Brisbane, and it was only a 1,000-metre trial, and she was never let go in the trial anyway. It was just a pipe opener for her, but he trialled terrific. He's got Barrier 1 and Ty England. He's going to be very hard to beat. I did notice news working the other morning, might have been Tuesday morning, and they couldn't because the track was too heavy. So that's interesting. But I like plays here. Each play forever at the value. Two to beat one. Number five for third. How to get lucky. Finished the right third Chestnut the other day. This is a 10 times stronger field, but it's in a very good stable. And 4-4 Tenski. 2-5-4.
2-1-5-4 there. Intriguing race there. Race 6 at Newcastle this afternoon. We move across to race 7 here. Gary coming up at 10-4. Filly's the mare's class 2 here. And in terms of your fixed odds, you've got 1 Admit, 10 into 9.50, 2 Lift to Dream, Beyond Baker's Runner, 4.20 into 3.20 is your fixed odds fave. Number 3 Witches, 3.30, 4 Heir Apparent at $9, 5 is Out, 6 Lucien, 7 into 5, number 7 Racy at 14, 8 Rosetta's Way at 7.50 in from 9.50, 9's The Scratching, and 10 Treasured Art there at 41.
I like Witches. She's really going to appreciate the big track here. She, her last two runs have been at Gosford there. Two runs is all she's had this time here. She was making what appeared to be a winning run at Gosford first up when she got split on her head in the straight when trying to go through a gap. Another horse come on top of her and decked her, and she ended up running seventh. She was probably going to win that day. Then she ran third, beaten about three quarters of a length there the other day. Abdullah Sticks, he's rode her last two. She's a Godolphin horse with Darren Beedman. And she just got beat one day at Mooney Valley by Crystal Fountain in a fillies race back in December. Actually, it was New Year's Eve. She's got a bit of quality about her. She hasn't had the best of luck. She's only run 1 out of 8. But I think today, on this big track, she'll be very hard to beat with a long run home. Live to Dream's in great form. It's won 2 on the trot, 1 here at Newcastle, 1 in Kembla. One of those wins, the Kembla one, was on a heavy track. So the soft track will be no good. She's got 3 off for Young Van Overmeer, carry 56. Got to be a huge danger. Number 6 is my third pick, Lucien. It could run into a hole and one admit. 3-2-6-1.
3-2-6-1 there in race 7. And the last race on the program this afternoon, 25 past 4. What do we got here? It's a benchmark 65. Okay. Scratchings are 1, 6 and 11. Now, in terms of your fixed here, 2 Phuket, 260 steady favourite. 3 Viceman at $6, 4 Oakfield Costa 17, 5 Time Out of Mind 9.50 into 6.50 today, 7 Music Magic 6 into 5.50, number 8 Jeffite $10, 9 Keep the Dane 23, 10 Wild Ava $13 into 8, and 12 Darby's Blue Girl at $15.
He's a smart horse, Phuket. I think he'll win this. He's only had 5 starts for 2 wins. Both wins have been at Hawkesbury. But he's only had 1 run this time in, and that was at Hawkesbury the other day. I was there. It was only a field of 5 on a heavy 10. But he jumped to the front. He led easily. And Josh Parr hasn't moved on him yet. He just sat, and he bolted in by a couple of lengths. Could have won his 6. If you go back, he got beat 2 lengths at Rose Hill in November by Flash Vivian and Gibraltar Girl. I mean, that's terrific form for this race. I spoke with Alan Denham 2 days back. I had to do a preview for the papers and Racing New South Wales, etc. And he said, I don't want him to lead. I want to teach him to race. I want Josh to sit behind the pace today. And that won't make any difference to him at all. Because he settled back the day at Rose Hill. He only could beat 2 lengths. The only time he's led was the other day at Hawkesbury. So, and there was only 5 runners and there wasn't a lot of pace in the race. So he'll be able to hold him up from the good barrier back on the rail off the speed. And I think he's a pretty fair horse. Who kept the win? Number 3, Vice Man. completed 3 lengths at Canterbury the other day, 2 placings at Gosford prior to that, swing ability. Number 7 for 3rd, Music Magic in the stable of Michael these days. Went good at Warwick Farm the other day, only could beat a length, and can handle a soft track, got good speed, it's 1 of 900 here, and number 8 is the other one, 2, 3, 7, and 8.
2, 3, 7, 8 there in the last, so you've given us Charmers, race 3, number 4 is your best. Anything else that value, Gary?
No, mate, I think he's the best bet, but I'll be backing Buzzier each way at the $5 for sure in the race that it's in.
Okay. You said Placier, didn't you? Is that the one you said each way at $5? Yeah. That's in race 6, number 2. Beautiful.
Yeah, you know, it's 14 years. 14 years since he sire Swazir was the trailblazer, went to Royal Ascot.
Ah, wow.
And kicked the bombs backside.
Yeah.
And 2 wins over there. 14 years, 2003.
Gee.
He's a sire of Placier, yep.
Gee whiz, four hasn't men. That gone quickly? It's a long time
ago.
Ever.
Yeah.
All right. Gary, thank you for that.
Right,
nice
mate.
Work. We'll get you late, Mar, from the yard all afternoon at Newcastle. Enjoy your day.
Yeah, mate. And looking out the window, it is. Oh, I mean, at the track, it's a beautiful day.
Yeah,
blue
nice.
Skies everywhere.
Lovely, mate. Have a good one.
See ya.
Thanks, mate. Gary Harley there. Jockey Challenge. Brenton Abdullah there, $1.55. Josh Parr at $3.80. Ty England at $8. Jason Collett, $13. Corey Brown, $17. Tim Clark at $21. Tommy Berry is $81.